Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I want to make some time to talk about this debate that's going on about high school football versus Halloween.
Yeah, it's a tough one tonight. If you've got someone, and I'm in this situation, Jack is going to be on the team tonight. Got pulled up to varsity for the playoffs. I want to be there. Teddy, and we had made these plans even before we knew Jack was going to be pulled up to varsity. Obviously, he's 4. He's got his Batman costume on. He's got music class this morning. He is fully outfitted. And he has been looking forward to Halloween for months.
And 4 is such a fun age because they're getting into it so much. I know Emily is pumped.
The first year that he would go up to doors. And it was still, you know, he had the death grip on my hand as we went up there. This year, I think he's going to be, you know, completely in, quote unquote, independent.
Sure. He's going to go up on his own.
Yeah. And so we put together this Halloween party, as I described earlier in the week, where Lucy and her friends are coming back for the Purdue game, but they're going to participate in the Halloween party. Jack and Ellie are participating. My parents are participating. Lisa and I are all in. And
by the way, your couple's costume sounds awesome. Oh, I know you don't want to give it away on the air because it's a surprise.
Well, they're not listening now. They're all in school. So we're going as the group that made the heist on the Louvre.
Yes.
And so we're going to be all in black.
Jewelry thieves.
And I'm going to have the construction vest on. And Lisa got, I mean, all of this is, you know, like cheap costume jewelry, right? But we're going to be bedazzled, basically.
bedazzled.
Carrying this around. And for her, she's going to wear the black stocking cap. I'll have a black stocking cap on. The crown that she got is one of the, you know, thieves stole.
The crown jewels.
It doesn't fit my head. so that one will I'll carry, but I'll have a stocking hat on as well, and I have I call it the Batman mask, where it just covers your eyes.
Ski mask.
Well, it's not a ski mask. It's just it just goes on top of your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. And so she's gonna be wearing sunglasses. So we're all in on this. Anyway, we're forced with. I want to take Teddy trick or treating, yet I want to be at the playoff game that Jack will be on the sidelines for.
So you kind of wish his team was in the spot that Marine City has been in, where the city has... So this was in Heather's News.
Mm-hmm. Marine City has decided to change the day of trick-or-treating. Actually, add a day. They're not taking away today is trick-or-treating, but they're also going to add Saturday
right.
as the trick-or-treating
for those
day.
That are at the game, because it's a community event.
It is. And people, though, are...
Not happy.
Not loving it at all. People are not happy about this. They don't want to see it change. They want to keep Halloween on Halloween.
Yeah, but they're not changing it. They're just adding a day.
Well, that's what the people in support... It does change it somewhat.
It's
going to
water
get...
down both days.
Sure.
Yes.
But more people can be involved.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that we have full involvement.
Okay, if it happened in your city, are you handing out candy on both days?
Well, if it would happen in my city, then if we had the opportunity to trick-or-treat on Saturday... then we would be all in on the game and we wouldn't be at home.
So you wouldn't give out any candy Friday night?
Correct.
Right. So it would water down the Halloween experience for all the people who aren't going to the high school football game. And there are more people not going than going in most cities.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't aware we had Lake Odessa, the Permian Panthers here. Right. But apparently Marine City, they are a football. The whole city's going to shut down.
Oh, yeah. It is. And this is high school football. It's small town football. And when you make the playoffs, now it's not as special anymore as it used to be because more teams make it, which I like. I like having more participation for high school football players because a vast majority of them will be their last game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's small town USA. And so here's what, and so Jack goes to Catholic Central. One of the things that they're doing, we just got this email this week, because it is Halloween as well as the game, and they want people to not miss out on both. They're going to do a trunk or treat at the tailgate. So all of little siblings, brothers and sisters, can come. They'll still get their candy. They'll still get to participate in quote unquote trick or treating.
But they're not going to get the door to door.
No, they won't. But it's a way to accommodate the families that want to be there for their sons that are playing in the game.
It's happening everywhere. So we actually had somebody, you know how we talked about neighborhood like Facebook pages or neighborhood groups? Somebody in our neighborhood reached out to everyone in the group and said, hey, how would you feel if we switch our trick-or-treating
to Saturday?
And it was handled politely. There wasn't a lot of negative comments, but the person who runs the group basically said, I understand. I'm sorry, you know, that your kids might not be able to be involved, but trying to switch it to Saturday and get everyone on the same page is very difficult to do.
Right, because not everybody's going to be paying attention. I wouldn't be paying attention to the community app.
So it was put on the kibosh. It's not happening. Yeah. Trick-or-treating is going to be tonight.
So we want people to make the call. How would they feel about moving Halloween to Saturday to accommodate high school football? It's what Marine City's going to do. Some people love it. Mm-hmm. Some people hate it. How do you get everybody on the same page? The answer is you don't, you can't. Because for as many people that are going to go to that high school football game, like you're going to go to Detroit Catholic Central, the city of Novi, life is still going to go on. They're still going to be trick-or-treating. So you can't. You're kind of cheating it both ways there.
You are, and I understand the people that, you know, they want to keep Halloween on the 31st. They want to keep it on Friday night. I get it. They don't necessarily want kids showing up at their door, or ringing the doorbell on Saturday night because they participated when it traditionally happens.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I put out the candy the night before. I sat on the porch the night before. Now you're shaking me down for candy a second day? That's not how this works.
Yes.
Tonight is Halloween. Tonight is also a lot of high school football playoff games. And this is something that Marine City has dealt with before. They've decided to split Halloween over two nights and make Saturday night a night for trick-or-treaters. John is dealing with some of this as he has a kid on a high school football team in the playoffs tonight and a four-year-old that wants to go trick-or-treating. Heather, you mentioned community Facebook pages where you live have been debating, do we move Halloween? How do you handle this? 248-539-9797. You make the call. Let's get to Ron in New Baltimore. You're on 97.1. Ron? Ronald? All right, I'll make the point you were going to make. He says, just move the football game. He said, just move the football
game. Just move the football game?
Play your football game on Saturday.
Easier said than done, I would imagine.
Well, but hold on. What's easier? Moving an entire holiday where the entire community is already expecting to give out candy on Friday night, or moving a football game? The football game's easier.
I don't know how easy it is.
Well, you might not be able to move it, so you're just going to have to live with and come up with a mechanism where you could do both, like the trunk or treat.
What would be the argument not to play it on Saturday? The other team's going to veto it?
Well, it could.
The field's not going to be occupied by somebody else, is it? It's your high school field.
I don't know what other sports are. Is soccer going on right now? I'm not familiar with.
I think it would be odd to have a Saturday high school soccer game. There are youth football, but I know most programs are done already. They ended last week.
Yeah, what would be the conflict?
But they're in the playoffs.
But they could move. What would be the conflict?
Yeah, play the game at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Or 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Or 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You move the football game. As much as we love sports around here, there's a whole people in the community that could give a rat's crap about a football game.
Yeah, they're not going. They never would go.
Trick or treat. I mean, there's people that don't watch the Super Bowl. More people don't watch the Super Bowl than do. You know, it's a big deal. I'm not trying to diminish it.
Right.
But if you move one, you move the game.
Right.
Yeah, but high school football is supposed to be played on Friday night.
There's plenty of
that
play on Saturday.
How many CC games are on Saturday? I mean, they end up playing playoff games on Saturday as the year goes on, don't they?
Well, I know last year they played one of their games on Saturday. Yeah, because they played in Troy.
Happens. It happens.
It does happen, yes. But if you have a chance, if you're given the option, I think most high school football coaches and most high school football fans would play on Friday. I'm not saying that you're right. It would be easier to move a game versus a holiday.
Every household in the city shifting their plans and buying in and all being on the same team, because what you end up doing is some are still going to do Friday, some are going to do Saturday, some are going to do both, some are not going to do either.
Yeah. Well, Tim may have the explanation as to why it's on Friday night. Line three.
Oh, line three, Tim in Flushing. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys, and Heather.
Good morning.
So Michigan High School Athletic Association, they schedule all the playoff officials, and they schedule all the playoff games. I wonder if somebody reached out to them and said, hey, you guys knew this Friday was going to fall on the 31st. Did you think about making it Saturday the 1st? That's our answer right there.
They would have to have been proactive, yes.
Right, but if you're talking about scheduling officials, and I know that it happens all season long, but there has to be a certain level of official officiating the high school football games, if they were all played on Saturday, would there be enough officials to go around?
Well, and beyond that, those officials that qualify for the playoffs have to meet certain officiating requirements.
Sure.
They have officiated so many games, have done so many years, and certainly there's rules meetings that they have to attend and everything that goes along with qualifying to do the playoffs.
I would think, and look, people's lives are busy and complicated. I imagine the officials would want Friday night to trick or treat with their kids and then work the game on Saturday. Wouldn't that also benefit the officials to move the game to Saturday?
Unless they get a chance to officiate a game Friday night and then officiate a game Saturday. They get the double dip.
Oh, the double, yeah.
And it's quite possible that, I'm just saying that I think the answer may lie with the MHSAA. I wonder why if somebody's reached out to the MHSAA and say, hey, did you guys think about this? I'm quite sure they did, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, they probably did as well and just said, hey, sorry for the conflict. We're just going to have to
just deal with
it. Yeah,
but no other
city. It doesn't happen every year.
But no other city's moving Halloween besides Marine City.
That we know of.
Yes. Marine City's in the headlines. They're moving their Halloween.
Because it was officially moved. Like some cities might be just like neighborhoods might do it, like mine.
Approached the subject. Yeah,
so maybe like little neighborhoods will switch it, but I don't think whole cities, there's any other whole city that has said.
Just Marine City.
We are moving it.
High school football capital of the state, apparently.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They love their high school football more than everybody else.
Marine City. It is a great town, and they love their high school football. They always have a very solid team.
They did this in 2014, too, by the way. This is not the first time they've moved Halloween because of high school football, but they're the only one. So we ask you guys, like, is this something we'll see more of? Or are they the outlier? What would you want to see happen in your community?
And first of all, go Trojans. Let's go.
Yeah, they're playing Clawson.
Yeah.
Andrew in Tecumseh, you're on 97.1.
Good morning.
What's up?
So I'm kind of in the same situation as John. We have our one son. He is being brought up for varsity for the playoffs. So it was like a last second. We didn't know if they were going to make it. They had a win the last week. But the they're playing Divine Child. Their administration reached out to ours, and they're actually inviting all of us to go trick-or-treating around their neighborhood.
Okay.
I have two younger kids, 6 and 10, and we're weighing the option, and we're just going to end up splitting up. I'm just going to go to the football game, and she's going to stay home. But I thought that was a very nice gesture on Divine Child's part to invite all of Tecumseh families to trick-or-treat around the neighborhood, around the stadium.
Well, because most of the games don't start until 7 o'clock, trick-or-treating, you know, typically 5:30 or 6 is when it starts. You could trick-or-treat for an hour and then hit the game.
Yep. They're actually moving the game time to 7:30 to actually open up a little bit more time.
Okay.
So,
because I think sunset is 6:30. So, yeah, you could, if you move back a half hour of game time, you could squeeze it a little more.
Well, I think we're just happy with the little ones staying back. It's a little over an hour drive for us, so the little ones will be fine. But I was hoping that they were going to move the game to Saturday, just for this one year. But I do understand, especially if you talk about officials and things like that. But I'm really proud of them, so I want to go to the football game.
Andrew, I'm with you. It's kind of what we're doing. We're doing a little mixture of both, and I was not wanting them to move. Talk about, you know, situations for one. Obviously, I'll be working on Saturday. If they move it to Saturday, I wouldn't get to go. Right. So,
it's an all-day thing for you. Yeah. This text says, John, CC's going to slaughter Heartland. Just go to next week's game.
Well, okay, so Jack is a freshman, moved up to varsity. Maybe he gets in for a rep. I'm not counting on it. I don't know that happens, but
a couple guys get hurt and they look down the bench and...
That's what I told him. I said, you stand there on the sidelines, you cheering your team on, and you keep that helmet strapped up because you never know if they say, hey, Jansen, get in there. You better be ready to go because I'm going to be up there. I'm going to think they're going to be talking to me.
I can feel you getting excited for him as you say this.
High school football is my favorite level of football. And now that Jack is involved in it, I am so excited for every single moment of high school football.
Some more ticket text, 248-539-9797. Halloween should stay on the 31st. In life, you have to sacrifice some things. The trunk or treat may be the happy medium. Can't move the game. Those are set by the MHSAA. Landon in Waterford.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not going to sit here and say, well, football runs the world. No, it's asinine. But I will say I like what they're doing. And I think there are probably, I only know what CC is doing. I'm sure there are other ones like Divine Child inviting Tecumseh to come and trick-or-treat in their neighborhoods. There are other programs that are going to do the same thing where, hey, if we're going to tailgate, then let's incorporate both.
Life is about sacrifices. Who cares? You have to choose. Can't appease everybody. Halloween stays on the 31st. Game stays on a Friday night. You make your choice.
Okay.
All right.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to disagree with
that. That's what most places are actually doing.
Yeah.
Most games aren't being moved. Halloween's not moving in most communities. Aaron, you're next up.
Yeah, I'm a high school football coach, and I just want to talk about one thing is the home team gets to choose what day they get to play. I think the MHSA kind of dropped the ball on this one for the Jansons of the world, the high school football fanatics. They could have scheduled, they could have mandated, hey, we're going to play games at noon. We're going to play games at 1. We're going to play games at 3. Going to play games at 5. Play games at 7 on Saturday and have the high school football fanatic bounce around from game to game to game. Because as a high school football coach, I don't get to trick-or-treat tonight with my 6-year-old. So that's one of the experiences that I lose out on in her life.
Yeah. Aaron, where do you coach?
I'm at Livonia Franklin. We're playing at Dexter tonight.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a good game. Let's hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
That's a rival. I'm not going to root for them.
Livonia Franklin?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You're not going to even vote for the city?
I'm just messing with
Livonia?
You. I'm just messing with you. My mom taught at Livonia Emerson,
really
which fed
sure
into
that,
Livonia Franklin. I know plenty of people over at Livonia Franklin.
Yeah, we're not really sure that you grew up in the state of Michigan anyway.
You like to feed that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've never been anywhere.
His answer, I've only been in Michigan, right? So it only supports that.
No, you've never been anywhere in the state of Michigan.
I didn't go to Bronner's. That's what it always comes back to. I think Aaron made a great point. Saturday, you can move football. You don't move Halloween. Let's get to Jim in Wolverine Lake. Jim, how are you?
What's Bronner's? I love that. It'll always stick in my head. Uh-huh. I would think I was going to chime in with the last few people. You don't move stuff. I mean, this is like participation parenting. Like, I want my kids to have everything. Life is going to deal you some cards that you're not going to be able to do everything. Choices have to be made. Mm-hmm. You don't move Halloween. I think John's got the right attitude. You got to roll with it. Or that guy who half the crew is going to stay and come see, and the other half is going to go to the football game. It's that easy.
Yeah. No, it is. And, yeah. And I mean, again, this is a great opportunity to have a conversation with your kids about sacrifices that you have to make. Like, you're not going to be able to do everything in life. And if you want to participate in high school football, you may not be able to go to the party on Thursday night because you got to play on Friday. You may not be able to trick or treat, or dad might not be there, or mom might not be there because, you know, you've got a decision to make.
You don't get what you want all the time in life.
Yeah, no. You should learn that lesson earlier rather than later.
Hey, by the way, what is trick-or-treating like in Tecumseh?
What's the mayor think? What's going on?
Here we go. It's all on hay wagons.
It's
big city parade after. Yeah. Or before, actually.
Gaslit streets.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oil lamps.
Once in a while you see Amish. By the way, that caller, he sounded like young Steve Yzerman.
Did he?
Yes.
I'll have to go back on the Odyssey Rewind. We got calls. We'll take the calls. I do want to just snap a couple minutes of our time to bring up you cracking the case on this Scoobal stuff. That's next, 97.1.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.